You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to participate in the Women's March on Washington on Saturday. That's the first full day of the presidency for Donald Trump. Pam Weiss of Ann Arbor plans to ride the rally bus tomorrow to join the march in Washington, and she joins us now. So tell me a little bit about the trip. What's the plan?
Well, I'm joining two of my friends that are my age, approximately. And we're going to ride the bus, sleep on the bus overnight, get to Washington in the morning, take off for the rally, march in the afternoon, get back on the bus, and sleep on the way home.
I was told that you've had some back issues. How are you feeling about a long bus ride and a lot of marching?
I'm feeling more and more confident the closer it gets. I've been doing my exercises, getting my core in shape, walking on my treadmill and trying to build up my stamina.
Are you taking anything with you? Or are you going to be holding a sign? What are you going to look like?
I'll look like a 60-year-old lady. I'm not taking a sign because marching alone for me is enough. You know, I plan to just be there to do my chanting when I can and make the whole march.
When was the moment that you realized, all right, I've got to do something, and this is that something?
The second I heard about the march.
Why did that move you?
It moved me because I want to be with women and people who are feeling as strongly as I feel.
You told one of our producers that this isn't just about being anti-Trump. What's it about for you?
It's about women. It's about people who are other. People who feel, sorry, I'm getting emotional.
That's
people
all right.
Who feel like they don't have a fair shake in this country, like they can't make it, they can't get ahead, and there's no way for them ever to get there.
Why do you think visiting Washington, marching in Washington, will make a difference?
It's one thing to say when you're home, I don't like what's happening, but I feel like you have to do something about it. Being a citizen means participating, and I want to be seen. I want Trump to see me. I want the Congress to see me. I want them to know that I'm here, that I care, that I'm watching.
What are you hoping President-elect Trump, or by that time President Trump, and the Congress take from this?
That it isn't going to be as easy as just voting in the dead of night and getting away with it, that there will be consequences to their actions. So far, you know, Trump has laid out this plan that he's going to be, you know, the answer to America's problems, and it's just not that simple. It takes a lot more than just making blanket statements and winning a fluke election and marching over the American people.
I'd never presume to tell you what you should do, but I'm going to recommend a good pair of walking shoes. So.
Oh, I have them.
Great. That's Pam Weiss. She is planning to go to Washington on a bus. She starts tomorrow. They'll march on Saturday to basically let the new president and the Congress know that women are watching what they're doing. That's the Women's March on Washington. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.